Porter is doing. This is McKenna Coffey interviewing Rachel
Smyer.
It is October 4th, 2017, and we are in the O'Connor building on the Texas A&M University Corpus Christi campus. Do I have your permission to record you, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, we're going to be talking about Hurricane Harvey. You live in Portland or
Aransas Pass.
Was this your first experience with a hurricane?
Yes.
Yes? What was that like for you, finding out that there was going to be?
Well, there's always been like threats, you know, like Katrina and Rita, so I didn't believe it.
You didn't believe it?
No. So I wasn't even worrying. I was like, it's just going to move.
So what was your initial reaction when the information about the hurricane changed and it became more serious?
I was still pretty mellow.
Still?
Yeah. I didn't want to leave. I still didn't think it was going to hit our house. I was pretty sure it was going to be fine if I just stayed.
So at what point did y'all leave? Did you?
Yes.
At what point did you decide that?
My boyfriend decided it. He refused to let me stay, and I told my mom to take the kids and just go up and also stay with all the animals, but no, they wouldn't do that. But I was freaking out because I wanted to stay and just ride it out. So, to stop all the arguing, I decided to go.
So where did y'all evacuate to?
My boyfriend has a brother up in Austin, and he also just moved down from Austin, so that was like closest relatives, and it was convenient because his brother was just moving out of his apartment into his brand new house, so the lease wasn't up yet, and he just let us have the empty apartment.
Sounds like it worked out.
It works out.
So, what day did y'all decide to leave?
It was the very last day, like that Saturday, because it was supposed to come hit that Saturday night around 10 p.m. So we left Saturday morning.
And what was it like evacuating?
Because we left late, there was nobody on the road. So we just got there pretty quick. My mom and dad took separate vehicles, and they took 5 hours, though. It took forever.
Did y'all prepare for evacuating at all? Did y'all stock up on supplies or board up?
We boarded up. We boarded up every time there's like a threat. But no, we didn't stock up. I was pretty sure.
When did y'all board up?
We started maybe 2 to 3 days before the hurricane hit.
Was it kind of crazy finding supplies? Were there a lot of people?
Yes. Yeah. I know all the water was gone from Walmart. And the boards, we could only get, like, these small. They weren't, like, big plywood boards that would fit a window. They were, like, small 2x4s that were, like, fence posts, you know? So we had to hammer up each individual one layered on top of each other. So
you said you let your mom take your kids?
No. I was going to have her take the kids, but since they wouldn't leave without me, I took my kids.
So y'all all traveled together?
Yeah. This is my boyfriend and I and one... Sorry. My boyfriend took one of the kids with our three dogs in his vehicle. I took two kids with two cats in my vehicle.
And how old are your kids?
10, 8, and 4.
So how did they feel, I guess, once y'all evacuated? Did they think?
The 4-year-old really didn't care. He wasn't crazy. He just thought it was like another trip. I guess the 8-year-old, Saya, she was fine still. It was my 10-year-old, Hikari. She was freaking out the night before because I said I wanted to stay. And she's like, you're going to die and I won't leave you, so I'm going to die. And I was like, we're fine. And she's like, no, we're going to stay here and drown. And I was like, okay, we're good. I'll leave. We'll go. So she was flipping out.
So what was it like watching the hurricane being away from your home?
That was interesting because as soon as we got to his apartment, we turned on the news like right away, and we just laid there on the air mattress all night watching it. It's really interesting to watch the weathermen just right there out in the oven with all the wind. I was like, y'all are crazy. Yeah, but it's interesting to see all the wind and rain and the vehicles that were still in Corpus passing them. I was like, hey, they didn't evacuate.
So
I remember the one in Galveston, that lady gave that reporter on the beach a case of beer. That's hilarious.
So did you see any places on the news that you recognize? Like, hey,
Shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was right outside the Omni. There was a reporter, and I could tell where he was because of, like, any statues or just the trees, and I could see the ocean, and I could see Shoreline.
Did seeing something like that make it more real?
Yeah.
It's happening?
Yeah, because it was actually hitting Corpus in, like, an hour or two, and they were right there, and you could see all the wind and rain picking up, and I was like, well, it's actually going to hit. It did not veer away.
So I guess the evacuation was okay for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you decide it was fine to return home?
We didn't return home right away. I had planned on going home that Sunday because we left on Saturday, and I wanted to go home Sunday because it was supposed to end by, you know, sometime Sunday. And I wanted to see how the house was. But I think Harvey came back or something. They kept saying it kept coming back or whatever. So we decided to stay a couple more days at the apartment. And then we were going to go home. We were on our way home, and then my mom and dad called. They were staying in Jordanton. FEMA got them 2 hotel rooms. And they told us about the other hotel room, and they said that they've been getting calls from a neighbor that, like, all of our trees are down, the driveway's blocked, a satellite dish came off our house, and there's a big old hole over the house. And I was like, the only satellites that are on the house are over in my room. So then I started to get a little bit worried because everything I own is in that room or the storage unit in Rockport. So I was like, so that sucks. So we decided to stop at Jordanton. I think we were there, oh my gosh, I think a couple weeks.
That's a long time.
It was awful. I had never hated staying in a hotel room before. It's
awful. How big was the room?
It was small.
Small.
It was very, very small. With 3 kids, me, my boyfriend, 3 dogs, and 2 cats. It was very small. I did not like it.
Sounds kind of chaotic.
It was awful. And we had to, every time the housekeeping came by, we had to take everybody out, even dogs and cats, because one of the housekeepers was allergic to cats, so I had to take everybody out for like an hour and a half, and then put everything back in. I was like, this is just not going to work. But, and then while we were up there, because the gas shortage, all the gas stations, because we were driving back and forth to the house. While we were staying there, it was like 3 hours away, so we drove back, because we had to meet with FEMA investigators, like, and they didn't all just come at one time, because they had one for each of us. So I drove back and forth, there was a lot of gas. And then the gas shortage, it didn't hit Jordanton until like the last 2 days that we were about to leave, so we were out of gas, and we couldn't get gas to return. That was as soon as one gas tank car came into it, all these cars lined up at that gas. It was terrible. But we finally got gas, and I found a hotel, the Schlitterbahn, which I'm still staying at. The Schlitterbahn in on Padre Island was finally taking FEMA evacuees, and FEMA granted us to move over there, so we moved right away. Then we got back in Corpus 2 weeks ago. maybe.
So, what was it like coming back to your house and seeing the damages?
It was interesting. It was. Like, the fences were gone. Trampoline was gone. The rabbit's hutch oddly made it. The rabbits were in the house, though, so they were fine. The driveway was covered with our palm trees and all kinds of debris. And dead rabbits, dead moles, like, dead chickens. I was like, well, it smelled so bad. Our turkey made it, though, so he didn't die. When I saw the damage at first, I thought for sure the house was going to be a wreck. But the house on the inside was fine. I think my dad's room, because we have air conditioning units in the window. His air conditioning unit, like, part of the siding was off, so his room got a little bit wet and moldy. But the other rooms were fine. The decks and the front porch is messed up. And I went to my room right away, because you know how they said the hole? So, sorry, I had to check my room first, but everything was fine. I mean, the satellite dishes did get ripped off, but it just got ripped off from the shingles, so it just shingles off. Our roof is all, about half of our shingles are missing, so it's all tarped up now, but on the inside it was good. It smelled kind of mildewy and moldy, but it should be okay.
So I've never gone through a disaster like that myself. It sounds like y'all weren't able to move back into your home. Why did they decide that y'all just couldn't live there?
It was some of our doors won't shut because whenever they got wet, they expanded. So we need new doors, obviously. And the mildew and the mold, they're worried about us inhaling it. So they have to do these mold tests and ratings and whatnot. We couldn't get up the driveway for the longest time until we got an electric a gas chainsaw, because all I had was an electric. But we had no electricity for like 8 weeks. So that was another reason we couldn't move back in, because we had no electricity, no water. So, and I have kids, so we can't stay in that. Their schools are still out, so... Yeah, we still haven't moved. Yeah, my daughter, my oldest one, the school just opened up. They start tomorrow. So me, my boyfriend, and my daughter are moving back in the house today as soon as we get home, because she has to go to school. So it may not be completely done, but we still have to move back in for her.
Is the house safe to move back into at this point?
I think so. I mean, the mold... I think they haven't came back to us with the test, but my room and her room, which I just made the girls' room all nice. Like, we gave it new coats of paint. I put siding and trim all around the doors and the bottom of the, like, I fixed that room up really nice. It's really expensive, but it was really nice. Pretty proud of myself. but her room and my other daughter's room, it's all fixed up, and I don't smell any mold in there. The bathroom's not so great. But my room's okay, I think. So, I'm hoping we don't get, like, any kind of mold poisoning.
So how did your kids feel about it coming back home and seeing, like, all of your trees?
Oh, they did not want to return. Like, the first time that they saw it, my 4-year-old, my son... all the time, whenever we stay out too late, he always says, I want to go home. When we finally got home, he's like, I don't want to go home. So, yeah, no, he did not like it. They did not like it. They didn't even want to be there.
Well, I'm sure staying at Schlitterbahn, probably like, of course I don't want to go home.
Yeah. They enjoyed that pool, except for, I guess one of the tiles was sticking out and it was super sharp, and my 8-year-old daughter, she was swimming, she gashed open her foot, and it was like It was a bad gash, too, because they were saying that she was going to need stitches and stuff. It would not stop bleeding for 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that they would take her to the hospital and stuff, but my friend's a nurse, and she came over and looked at it, and she said that an 8-year-old doesn't really need stitches right now, as long as we use these, like, there's a certain kind of band-aids that if you pull one side to the other, it will keep it shut and it will grow. So that's what we decided, because I didn't really want her to have to go through the whole numbing and stitches thing. Yeah. And we've moved rooms a couple times. But overall, it's a nice hotel.
So have y'all had any problems trying to deal with the aftermath?
Mm-hmm. It's just really money problems are kind of running out, because I've always having to eat out instead of cooking, and the gas money. Other problems. The insurance hasn't really gotten back to us about fixing anything that was broke or any of the fences. Or I think the last time that we did hear from them, they said that they want us to fix everything and then send them the receipts of how much it is, and then they'll reimburse us. But then my dad was like, we don't even have the money to do that. We thought you guys would like hire a contractor to send out or something. No. So there's a little bit of problem right there. Not sure like when things are gonna get fixed.
Yeah, that sounds like it's not really gonna solve the problem if you need to help.
We'll see how that turns out.
So, have you always lived in Aransas Pass, or like in the coastal?
No, we moved down here from Kansas in 2000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been here for a little while.
Yeah.
So you've had some experience with coastal living.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've experienced your first hurricane, where you actually had to evacuate and had damages, has that changed your perception on living on the coast?
Not on just the coast. I've never really liked Corpus. So, I mean, as soon as I graduate, I've always wanted to move away. But no, not on the coast. I'd still live on the coast like somewhere else.
Do you think that you would take future hurricane threats more seriously? Probably
no.
No.
I've pretty much avoided every natural disaster that's gonna. Because when we used to live in Kansas, they've had tornado threats like so many times a month, and I was just like, no, we're good. And it never hit us. And then the other hurricanes, they never hit us. And I was like, man.
So would you maybe say like, you almost feel like you have more experience under your belt now than you've actually gone through a hurricane?
Yeah, I know what not to do and what to do when evacuating now. What to secure, you know? Hey, that trampoline is not secure. Just saying. I think glue. Found it in the ditch, like, down the road, and I was like, yep, that's mine.
So, you said your kids are just now getting ready to start school.
My 10-year-old, yes. They just opened up the Charlie Marshall for 4th and through 7th. My pre-K and my third grader, they don't start school. Maybe they're saying until the 15th, hopefully.
So, how was that? How are you dealing with that?
Well, at first when school started, you know, this little grade books like in Walmart, you know, we got those, and we've been having them do a page every day. We tried to get them into the Portland district because they said that they were opening up for the APISD. That filled up so quick. I was like, oh, that was out. I lost that option. So we just kept them with us and kept making them do their pages. My daughter is pretty excited to return. She's the one that likes school. My third grader? No.
Really?
She hates school. Because she doesn't get good grades, so it puts her down.
So I'm sure she's just thinking,
she's happy.
Vacation.
Yeah, she's happy. My little boy wants to go back to school because it's just pre-K. It's just socializing. He's like, friends. But yeah.
So have they said how long they're going to be in school? Like, are they going to extend through winter break? Or
I don't know. They still, when I asked them, they said that they still didn't have details for everything. Just so far, they just extended the school day by like an hour. So instead of getting out at 3, they get out around like 3:40. And instead of starting at 8, they start at like 7 something. So they just go like an extra hour a day. And they still don't have details. I hope they do something to make up for the days lost, because I know that if they don't go for 90% of the school year, they can be held back. And I really don't want my two daughters that are in the older grade to be held back, just because, you know, that would not be good for their emotionalness. Because they lose all their friends. And
so, overall, how has this experience been dealing with a hurricane?
Tiring and exhausting. Because our school started up a whole lot sooner than my kids' schools, and I wasn't even back at the house. And I've been going back every weekend to fix things up. So me and my boyfriend and my brother and his girlfriend, my mom and my dad, even the kids try to help out. They're not very much help. But we go back every weekend, and then sometimes during the week. So, yeah, it's been exhausting trying to juggle that and schoolwork and trying to make deadlines and things. So, pretty tired.
How do you feel about the way that the school system and even, like, say, in Corpus Christi, like, how we've handled it? Do you think we've been okay with reaching out and helping people that have actually been affected by the hurricane? I wouldn't know, because I wasn't really affected.
I never asked for help. And pretty much, I don't really ask for help. I just either get through it, you know, or I'll figure something out.
Did you feel like pushing?
I'm sure that they are helping, because I've gotten many emails, you know, at the beginning. It's like, anybody that was affected by Hurricane Katrina, please talk to us, we'll help you in any ways, but I just didn't do it.
So, were you okay with the pushback? I think it was about a week. We just started like a week later than we should have. Did you think that was enough time for people who were affected?
It's a hard question, because I know other people were more affected than I, like, lost a whole house. So they probably had to drop out, I would imagine. I still haven't heard from my friend who lived in Rockport, who is Justin. Still, because I haven't heard from him, so I don't know if he had to drop out of the semester. I don't know. That's a hard question. Because I needed this semester to start. But I know others probably didn't, so
I know, since I wasn't affected, I was kind of happy. You know, a terrible situation, but when here you have an extra week of summer vacation and you're a student who's taken summer classes the whole summer, you're kind of like, I'm okay with that. That's fine. But I wonder also for the people that were affected if that was enough time for them. And if it wasn't, how the school was trying to assist them.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you...
That's a good question.
You are fine. You're making it here on campus.
I had to. That's the reason I found Schlitterbahn, because when I heard the school, the start date, I was like, I cannot drive from Jordanton to school, you know, 3 hours back and forth, just to attend school. So I was like, I'm finding myself a hotel. It was close. So I got lucky. But yeah, I'm happy that the school started whenever it did, because I didn't want to have to drop a semester. Because I'm going to graduate soon, and I was like, I don't want to extend it.
So how's your family doing now? Now that y'all are getting ready to move back into the house?
We're good. I mean, yeah, we're
less
good.
Stressful than the beginning of the situation.
I don't know. I mean, we still... I know everybody's stressing about, like, how to fix things and when to fix it, and if we're gonna have help to fix it and clean up. We still haven't cleaned up the yard very much, because we've been working on the inside so we can live back in it. So I guess I'm happy to be moving back into the house, because I'm tired of hotels and eating out all the time. It's so unhealthy. Oh, I really want my home cooked meals. I love cooking. I'd say the same stress level.
Well, you pretty much answered all of my questions that I had for you. Was there anything else I could have asked that you'd want to discuss about your experience with Harvey?
Yeah, pretty much told you everything.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Even the turkey. The turkey
lived. Gobbles lived. Yes,
that's
he did.
His name, Gobbles.
Yes. His name is Gobbles. Because he goes gobble, gobble, gobble.
I'm sure your kids were happy to hear that he was fine.
Yeah, they love Gobbles. They helped me name him. So. And he's still fine. He's just walking around the backyard that has no fence and all kinds of eeriness. And the one cat survived. We had it's not our cat. It's just a stray cat that comes over and eats, and we feed it. We found it there. I mean, it's got a cut on him. But I was like, how did you put it? Okay. It's good to see you.
Well, if there's nothing else that you want to discuss, and you've answered all of my questions, I think it's safe to say that we've finished this interview. So I just want to say thank you for taking the time to meet with me and discuss this stressful situation. I know that's probably not always the easiest thing to do. So I just want to say thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And that will conclude our interview.